Mix 101.7 KAYL. Area game of the week coming up from Aurelia as the Alterelia Warriors, as part of their homecoming week, hosting Pocahontas area. Ryan Thompson here, and joined first by Warriors coach Chris Reinert. First of all, big question, Chris. What is the team's health situation coming into this week four game? You've kind of been the walking wounded as of late.
It has been. We feel a little more certain about lineup going into this week. We had four kids that were Thursday night decisions, and actually one on Friday that had a kind of a game time decision, see how he's feeling last week. So, yeah, we went in with a completely shuffled lineup last week. I think we're more solidified this week. Still have a couple kids that are in positions they didn't start the year in, but at least now they have a couple weeks under the belt of getting reps in those spots. So I feel a little bit better. We still got a little ways to go. We still have three or four kids that we have to get healed up, especially as we get into the district here next week and mm-hmm. hopefully be hitting the district in stride. So.
Well, you patched things together well enough to come away with a victory last Friday at South O'Brien. Your thoughts once again as you reflect back on that victory?
We did, yeah. We knew going in that game was kind of like looking at ourselves, and they had some kids banged up a little bit too, and they are ground, you know, run first and go to the air off of their play action stuff. And it just took us a while, again, to get those kids kind of adjusted. Once we had a halftime, had a chance to talk things over the kids and able to make adjustments, we were able to move the ball and just came up with a big play. You know, defense started it with an interception return for a touchdown, and then that just got the confidence going, and we shut South O'Brien down one more time, and then we went and scored, and you could just see the momentum change and the kids' confidence build, and it was good. It was a big sigh of relief after that was over. I think the kids, they never admitted to it, but you could see some looks on the kids' faces going in. It had that nervous look that we hadn't seen since probably week one, and it was good to come out of there, especially as well as our defense played. Have our offense get in the end zone a couple times to kind of take the pressure off was good. So.
And next up now, it's Pocahontas area. What stands out to you looking at this matchup?
It is, yeah. It's interesting. They kind of spread you out to maybe run the ball underneath. So they have a quarterback that's shifty. Obviously, got him in the shotgun a lot, but they're doing a lot of reading off the end and running some power game out of that, and then obviously have all the options to throw. So definitely going to keep us on our toes. You know, we're going from, you know, a power game last week to now just have to be responsible for a lot of different things. So coaching over there does a good job of giving you multiple looks and, like I said, just making you play disciplined defense, because, again, you bite hard on a run and all of a sudden you've got two or three guys in the pass route before you know it and running up the field. So it's going to take a good disciplined game out of our defense. And offensively, like I said, I feel a little bit better. We have our line hopefully put back together this week, coming off those injuries and the illness last week. And again, just have to go out and execute to the highest level we can.
Homecoming week, of course, means a lot of fun. And with that, though, a lot of distractions. How do you feel the kids, your players, have handled that so far?
So far, so good. Had a good practice. Have had good practices. Again, our seniors are a big group of leaders. You know, we have a main group of seniors that lead this team, and they've been through it. You know, several of them have been playing since their sophomore year, so they've been through it a few years here, and they kind of know what to expect. And had movie night on Tuesday night in the gym, and, you know, we really emphasize just getting home, getting some rest. There's some illness, and I know it's going around several different schools right now. The illness has already started. It seems awful early for that to be happening, but just trying to, you know, promote, you know, taking care of yourself, and resting as much as we can. Practice has been crisp, been shorter practices this week just because we know they're running, doing other things, and been pretty focused. So we like where the kids are at on that.
Chris, thank you so much, as always, for the commentary, and good luck to you and the Warriors.
All right, thanks, Ryan.
Alterelia co-head coach Chris Reinert on Mix 101.7.